Welcome to the Opawa Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, visit us on any Sunday or online at opawa.org.nz.
I want to say thank you to you guys for that play. Every time you see the Christmas play, there are these subtle little differences. The rabbit cross with a chicken will stay with me for a while. Probably the thing that I will never forget is the bouncing baby Jesus. Yeah. Those of you that have been through one or 40 Christmases will know that that play is based on the narratives that we have in Matthew and in Luke. And they've been stable for a very long time, but this year you may not appreciate that some new documents popped out of the sand in Israel, and they put a slightly different spin on the events, and so we're going to have a wee presentation of those now.
Hello, my name is Lindsay, and the story I'm going to read for you is called Jesus' Christmas Party. It is written and illustrated by Nicholas Allen, and it's going to take us back a long time to a night when a very special baby was born, and we are going to meet a grumpy innkeeper. There was nothing the innkeeper liked more than a good night's sleep. But that night, there was a knock at the door. "No room," said the innkeeper. "But we're tired and have travelled through night and day. There's only the stable round the back. Here's two blankets. Sign the register." So they signed it, Mary and Joseph. Then he shut the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed, and went to sleep. But then, later, there was another knock at the door.
"Ah.
Excuse me, I wonder if you could lend us another smaller blanket." "There, one smaller blanket," said the innkeeper. Then he shut the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed, and went to sleep. But then, a bright light woke him up. "That's all I need," said the innkeeper. Then he shut the door, climbed the stairs, drew the curtains, got into bed, and went to sleep. But then, there was another knock at the door. "We are three shepherds." "Well, what's the matter? Lost your sheep?" "We've come to see Mary and Joseph." "Round the back," said the innkeeper. Then he shut the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed, and went to sleep. But then, there was yet another knock at the door. "We are three kings. We've come round the back." He slammed the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed, and went to sleep. But then, a chorus of singing woke him up. "Right, that does it." So he got out of bed, stomped down the stairs, threw open the door, went round the back, stormed into the stable, and was just about to speak when... "Shh," whispered everybody. "You'll wake the baby." "Baby?" said the innkeeper. "Yes. A baby has this night been born." "Oh," said the innkeeper, looking crossly into the manger. And just at that moment, suddenly, amazingly, his anger seemed to fly away. "Oh," said the innkeeper, "isn't he lovely?" In fact, he thought he was so special, he woke up all the guests at the inn so that they could come and have a look at the baby too.
Yippee!
So no one got much sleep that night. And can you see them all in the picture? There's Mary and Joseph and the special baby, who I think by now you will have worked out is baby Jesus. And there's the shepherds with their crooks, and the wise men with their crowns, and the angels. And right there in the middle, happy at last, is the innkeeper. And that is the end.
I'd like to thank for taping one night to add the layers of sound to that presentation. Christmas is coming. Pretty noisy, pretty bright. It's on here 10 o'clock Friday morning. Be here or be square. We're quite late to the game, though. I'm reliably informed it started in Ballantyne's in early October. Rickon and Maul not long afterwards. And ads about gifts have been assailing me on the various bits of media that I go on. And I have to say, I don't like Werther's Originals. I don't want power tools. I wouldn't know what to do with them if someone gave them to me. And I don't need the Ginsu 2000 knife set with all the trimmings. And then you get to December, where radio is taken over by Snoopy's Red Baron. And it even crept in here, one disreputable Christmas day, don't ever do it again. But like the innkeeper, for us, Christmas can get a bit overtaken by all the noise and all the ads. It can get in the way. You can miss the point of the whole thing. And the point is this, and I'm not reading from Matthew or from Luke, I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 2. It's talking about Jesus. Since the children, that's us, have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. He had to be made like his brothers in every way in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Our God became one of us. That is the point of Christmas. He walked the path we walk. The joy of being human, but also the grief, the fear, and the betrayal, and all that goes with it. And why did he do that? Well, he went to the cross to make our sins before the Father right, to earn us forgiveness, and to call us to be his people forever. That is the gift of God. All the other gifts that we give at Christmas are just pale imitations of that gift. It is the gift given for you this Christmas, if only you will receive it. Amen.